Food and feasting are important to the holidays. As an immigrant, commentator Sandeep Roy is learning the culinary customs of America.
When I was growing up in Calcutta, on the grand holidays, we got not turkey or ham, but fish. I dreaded feast days because I hated fish. This was in a part of the world so fishy that even Orthodox Bengali vegetarian widows crunch a fish head when no one is looking. They just call it fruit of the river. The day my mother found out I now eat sushi, she decided I had really become a foreigner. "Raw fish?" she asked incredulously. "You eat raw fish?" The subtext was clear. Now that I am in America, I eat fish. Fish sliced up by some Japanese stranger when I had turned up my nose at the fish my mother had lovingly cooked back in Calcutta. When my parents first moved to England in the 50s, my mother pretended to the fishmonger they had a cat, so she could take fish heads home. At that time, there were no fish heads in London for a leisurely Sunday afternoon curry. Today, I can go to my local Asian supermarket in San Francisco and buy fish with heads and tails, not to mention Thai basil, basmati rice, and curry leaves. Immigration once meant recreating a left-behind life out of poor substitutes. Now, sometimes it's hard to believe we have to give up anything at all. News from home comes daily via email. I can walk into an Indian cash and carry in Sunnyvale and buy Ayurvedic hair oil. Hindi films release here at the same time they do in India. Immigration is becoming more banal than life-changing, a matter of plane tickets and visas rather than a sloughing off of one's skin. The next generation of immigrants will not need to bring the spices of home tucked between their underwear as I did a decade ago. But I wonder if they will learn to value the country they left and the one they come to.
The comments of Sandeep Roy, a former software engineer who's now an editor with New California Media in San Francisco.